My name is Mikey, and I had the pleasure of meeting my namesake, Mr. Michael Landry. Really appreciate you so much. It was such a pleasure to be able to sit down and talk for a little while. And we did talk for a while. We talked for about 2 hours. But it didn't feel like we both looked at our clock at 12:30 and said, well, how did that happen? Mike is a brilliant man. Not only brilliant in what he trained to do and learned through his time in the Air Force, but struck me as being brilliant in kindness, in empathy, in values and moral, and didn't use that as something as a shield of valor, but as a mission to provide for his family, to be there for his family, to look for ways to be of service, not only in the Air Force, but to the people that he interacts with every day. One of the things that really struck me too about our conversation was we talked a little bit about the draft and how people in Vietnam would sometimes flee, would dodge, pretend to be sick, cross the border. And for Mike, that wasn't an option because there's this value of if you're afraid of something, you face it. If you have a fear about something, you don't abandon your values in order to escape them. You face life head on. And I could see that value that he held for himself. He also looked at the world around him and wondered why there was injustice and why there was situations that just didn't make sense to the human spirit and the human experience. Things along lines of prejudice, racism, all these things came up, obviously, of the times, too, in the late 60s and early 70s. You get a whole mix of social, political climate there. And he just wanted to do what was right and do the next thing because it's what he got to do. And that's comes up in our conversation many times. I will say, though, that the admiration he had for his fellow soldiers, his brothers in the armed forces, the ones with that were carrying arsenal and were packing their sacks up with as many bullets and grenades as possible, and that he really saw them as heroes and often wondered what he was doing in the chair force that whole time. We laugh about it, but I think in our conversation we discovered that it's a team effort, that everyone's pulling their weight, that everyone is doing what they have to do. So what he did to keep the B-52s from being shot down helped other soldiers get back to home base. It helped other soldiers live to tell their story as well. So he is a true hero, and I'm so grateful I had the chance to meet you and meet your beautiful family today. I know how much they mean to you. For you to share that with me and with everyone here is a real blessing. So thank you so much for your service, and I'm looking forward to playing the song for you.
Thank you, Mike.